This is the Brian Russ Show. By the way, we're not responsible for detailing the inside of your car if you shower it with coffee after something he says. Now, here's Brian on News Talk at 101.
All right, welcome back to the show. Thanks so much for listening, and we're continuing with our municipal candidate elections. And this time around, we're going to talk about one of the commission seats. This one is Ward 3. I want to welcome to the show Bruce Lang. Bruce, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Brian. Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. Well, thank you so much for running, because, you know, we were just talking about this off the air about how important it is to really run for the local offices. So let's give people an opportunity to find out who you are. Who are you and why are you running?
Okay, well, my name is Bruce Lang. I'm 52 years old. I'm a 45-year resident of Bay County. Been living in Ward 3 of Panama City the last 5 years. I've grown up in this community. This community means a lot to me. I've seen what we've been through after the hurricane, and I know that the strength of this city, and I think that the city deserves active representation from Ward 3. I'm from the east side of Panama City originally. I grew up in Callaway, went to Callaway Elementary School, finished at Rutherford in 1988. I'm a nurse anesthetist by trade. I went to Gulf Coast College, got my RN degree, went to Florida State, got my bachelor's. Came back and went to the Gooding Institute, which was a part of Bay Medical that a lot of people don't know. It was one of the oldest anesthesia schools in Florida. It was actually in Panama City. Wound up working as a clinical nurse anesthetist at Bay Medical in 2005. Worked there for about 12 years. During that time, I actually had a stint as the director of the Gooding Institute. Realized there were some challenges there, and luckily we got that transitioned over to Florida State Panama City campus so that we could keep it in the community. But I've been a practicing nurse anesthetist clinical for the last 18 years. And about a year or two ago, I really became concerned with the direction our country's headed. You know, I feel like I don't have the resources or the money to try and make a difference at the national level, but I think if we are healing from our country, it's really going to start at the community level, starting with our families, reestablishing the nuclear family as an important part of American society, and then quickly transitioning over to the community where we can really make a difference with the people that we grew up with.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. And you know, again, people don't realize how much influence you can have on that local level. And that's why it's so important to run for office. Bruce, let's talk a little bit about the priorities that you see, because obviously you see that there's some issues with the country as a whole.
Right.
And probably because you listen to the show way too much. And then, you know, on the local level, there's so much that we can do. And we're obviously in a very unique state here in Bay County, especially in Panama City, and, you know, some of the other surrounding towns in that area after Hurricane Michael, because we had, well, a forced reboot. And that has, you know, obviously sparked a lot of issues, you know, with change and rebuild and everything else on top of the old issues we had to begin with. What are some of the top issues that you see needs to be addressed in Panama City?
Well, of course, infrastructure needs to be addressed. Mm-hmm. You know, some of our infrastructure is literally from the 20s.
Right.
So, but I think the general's doing a good job on acquiring some state and federal funding post-Hurricane Michael to address those issues at a very low interest rate for the city. Mm-hmm. Unfortunately, living in Ward 3, a lot of I would say, priorities aren't Ward 3 because we're relatively new development. I live in Sweet Bay. That development's very new with new infrastructure. Mm-hmm. But south of 15th Street, there's a lot of infrastructure that needs to be addressed. Right. And a lot of that money is just going that direction. Mm-hmm. Now, that's not to say we can't stand up for Ward 3. As the commissioner for Ward 3,
right,
I can't speak for the people of Ward 3 and say we deserve some resources coming our way. But, you know, when you look at a city as a whole, you have to prioritize where your mm-hmm. money goes. And I think the south side of 15th Street is where the city's priority is right now. Now, I'm also a firm believer in the steward of being steward of the taxpayers. I believe that the taxpayers' money should be treated as an investment in their future, of their city, for their children, and for them, of course, as they get older. I believe the quality of life needs to be addressed. We have to put some of the money towards parks and recreation. But another priority of mine is safety and security. I think the Panama City Police Department's morale is high right now. They're doing a good job keeping us safe. I think we can work with other community leaders. I know the scope of the police department is under the city manager, mm-hmm. but I believe that the commission is the voice for the citizens over keeping the streets safe and our schools safe.
Go ahead.
I'm a firm believer I'm an outdoorsman. I love to hunt and fish. So I believe the health of our bay and our waterways and our we need to maintain a healthy bay and waterway system and access for the people that can't afford to live on the water, which was what Dr. Rohan spoke a little bit about in front of me.
Yeah.
But those things are important to me.
Yeah, those are without a doubt some of the things that I think a lot of people are concerned about that. I mean, infrastructure is one of those things that everybody talks about, but sometimes we don't ever see. You know, it seems to be like one of those, it's almost a politician thing, you know, say infrastructure.
Right.
But I think everybody here really understands the infrastructure. It's not the same from that national level, especially after, you know, Hurricane Michael and all of the rebuilds that we have to do.
Right.
Let's talk about, you know, business when it comes to the business aspect, because obviously we have a lot of people that are moving to this area, right, whether it be to Panama City itself, or to some of the surrounding areas. There's still huge opportunities for business.
Right.
And that's obviously a big tax base, rather than taxing the people. What are some of your thoughts on incentivizing some of the businesses to come here?
Well, I think we need to promote small businesses and make it easier for them to be able to establish,
mm-hmm,
be able to get their business.
I do that all the time.
my phone. Dean. I think we need to have a close relationship with the existing businesses in our city that provide good wage jobs with benefits. You know, mm-hmm, I don't think another employment loss event like the paper mill that comes unexpected can, you know, really hurts the morale of our city. So I think Alex King's doing a good job at the port working with Becca Harden. I think they're developing the intermodal distribution center north of Panama City, which gives an opportunity for some industry to come in. I believe that we need to promote, absolutely have a healthy relationship with all the military bases that are around us. I think without them, we would be in a bad place.
Mm-hmm.
You know, yeah, they support, they provide so many jobs and opportunities for this, you know, for our city.
Yeah.
I also believe that we need to, you know, I believe with the relocation from from California and the Northeast of some of the businesses that I think Florida is going to get some of that, hopefully. I think that our governor does a good job keeping us free, and that we should, that people are actually looking forward to moving to our area.
Yeah, I mean, the number that is being projected for here is pretty astronomical when you stop and think about it. There's a lot of businesses that are coming this way, a lot of people that are coming this way, and you know, the way of life and, you know, the improvement of life is one of these things that I think a lot of people don't really take into consideration, and it means a lot. Everything from parks to entertainment aspects. Obviously, one of the big concerns right now is, you know, we've lost the Civic Center.
Right.
What do we do now for a Civic Center? You know, obviously, there's the big talk now about the development, future development of the mall. What are some of your thoughts on, you know, the improvements of the way of life, especially for the future generations?
Well, I think that having waterfront access for everyone in our community is very important. You know, I'm not privy to a lot of the inside information that's going on with the Civic Center, but, you know, I think that that's a big issue. I also believe that, you know, my passion is healthcare.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I really believe that we need to concentrate on keeping affordable healthcare to people of Panama City. I think that the PanCare is doing a good job with Andre Smith running PanCare. He's providing primary care opportunities for people that don't have it, and I mm-hmm. think that the city can promote that. I think that,
yeah, that's actually, healthcare is a great one because, you know, with you being somebody who's worked in it for so long, you know, we've got the two current hospitals, PanCare, that's stepping up. We also have got Tallahassee Memorial that's coming out to the beach. We're going to see a lot of, you know, future medical stuff here. So that's a big one. But what about parks? That's another thing, because we still have a lot of parks in Panama City itself that are still, you know, looking like they just went through Hurricane Michael.
Yeah, and, you know, and my ward specifically lacks any parks. You know, I think there is some opportunities at Chapman Park to get it reestablished. I know there's mm-hmm. some meetings next week about that. I think that we have to decide what kind of park structure we want in our city. Do we want a ton of micro parks, or do we want some nice large parks that provide baseball and sporting facilities for the children of Panama City? You know, I coached my son T-ball, and we have to go to Lynn Haven just to have a T-ball game. There's right. really no, other than the new park at Sudduth Park, which I think is a good job. They just got that reopened up. There aren't a lot of baseball, softball, or soccer facilities inside Panama City. Now, there is the soccer facility over by off 23rd Street. But
right.
I think that the parks provide quality of life, and that's a huge – it's important.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you're right. It is important for that to happen. And another thing that I think is very important to a lot of people, and just want to get your thoughts on this one, and that is the transparency of government. I mean, thankfully, Panama City has not really had a lot of controversy. We had a couple of them with the guy recently that was taking money for a very long time and a few other little things here. But Panama City, thankfully, has kind of escaped the big controversy of political transparency. But what are some of your thoughts on that?
I believe as a commissioner, as a mayor, as the city manager, that we should be accountable to the citizens. Mm-hmm. And I think communication is one of the problems with City Hall. We need to be able to communicate more effectively. I think City Hall is doing some good things. It's the people of Panama City aren't aware of it. You know, I think that we should have more workshops available. I don't, you know, with it's hard to communicate with a different commissioner sometimes without having more workshops available. You know, with the Sunshine Law, they have to be made public, which is fine.
Right.
But I believe that more community workshops and more and easier access to our commissioners would make that, would add to the transparency.
Yeah, absolutely, because it's very important for that to happen. So ultimately, what would you like to see the future of Panama City, you know, if you could design it right now?
Well, I'd like to see a thriving Panama City. I'd like to see more industry coming into Panama City. I'd like to see a place where, you know, I understand that change is coming. People want to move to Florida. People want to move to Northwest Florida. But I'd like to establish growth in Panama City without forgetting our history.
Mm-hmm.
You know, understand that we are an old city. We're a water city. We're a city that...
It's a historic city.
It is. It's a historic city.
Yeah, I know. It's one of those things where it's, you know, all the things that need to be done in the future is, it's so important to keep who Panama City is. You know, that's one of the things that a lot of people, you know, like I was talking with Michael Rohan earlier, is a lot of people don't know the history of Panama City. Mm. You know, even people who lived here forever, with what the water has to do with the success and the growth of the city from the start. So that is important. Bruce Lang, you're running for the commissioner, ward number 3. How can people get in touch with you if they want to ask more about you?
Well, they can go on my website, votebrucelang.com, and they can, and on my website, you can, my cell number's on there. My mm-hmm. cell number's 850-596-6166. Anybody can give me a call. It's on all my flyers. And I'll be happy to speak to anyone that wants to talk about the direction that I see the city's going.
Awesome. Well, I'm glad that you came on, and I'm also glad that you're, even though you're in Ward 3, you understand that it is about the city as a whole, and you understand where the money needs to go into certain cities, and I think that's kind of what we need, you know, when it comes to our leaders, is understanding that it's not about just one area, it's about the city as a whole.
Right.
You know that old phrase, you know, the rising tide raises all ships. So there you go. But best of luck for you, everything. The election is April 18th. Starts April 10th for the early voting.
Right.
So I encourage everybody to reach out to you, ask you the questions, see what's going on, support you in any way they can. And if you need more information about him, you could also go to bayvotes.org. You can click on his name there to get more information. Bruce, thanks so much for coming in.
Thank you for having me.
I appreciate you coming on in. Hang on, we got to take a quick break. We'll be right back. This is The Brian Rush Show, and you're listening to News Talk at 101. Good morning.
The Brian Rush Show is brought to you by Bush Air Conditioning. Better air, pure and simple. Visit online at bushairconditioning.com. That's bushairconditioning.com.